So let me start with case strategies. There's not one deposition seminar that starts with this topic, but I think it's the most important one. So they don't even have it. But it's everything in developing a good deposition, which you can use at summary judgment or at trial. So let's assume for the moment that you have this case where you have to prove to a jury at some point at the end of the case how a Major League Baseball player hits a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. And here up there are some formulas on how this is done. So if you had that case, what's the first thing you would do? You would interview the experts around the country. And you would learn that there's this Yale professor, Dr. Adair, who's written a book on the physics of baseball. And here's what he has to say about baseball. Do you know how quickly that ball travels 60 feet, 6 inches from the pitcher's mound to home plate? It's 350 milliseconds. So let's break that down. 1 second equals 1,000 milliseconds. So in less than 1 second, this batter has to swing at a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. So there's all these physics involved. And let's talk about that for just a minute. What is, and I've got some prizes here because I want to make this interactive. I just don't want you to sit back there all day just listening to us. So ask questions, become interactive. Here's the first interactive question. What is the fastest voluntary human muscle the brain can activate? And I've got a scratch off. You have a chance to win $5,000 if you get this right. So what's the fastest voluntary muscle the human brain can activate? Yes? The eyelid, blinking of the eye. So I'm not going to jump down. Why don't you come up here if you don't mind? So let's give her a round of applause for doing that. Very good. So you can blink your eye in 150 milliseconds.